Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We feel financially, reasonably financially sound. We feel we can deal and accept with these losses. We have a tough few months ahead of us, there's no doubt, but we're determined to try and take care of our folks, both full-time and part-time, and we're going to do just that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, Sam and Greg, and what is looking like a pretty good-looking weather-wise early morning.
Yeah, we got some clouds out there. It's strange to look on Peachtree Street and see no cars.
Yeah, it is. It
no
really
cars
is.
On Peachtree.
Want to remind you guys, you can check us out also on radio.com and all your smartphone devices and smart speakers, too. That, of course, the voice of Hawks owner, Tony Ressler, talking about how the organization is going to take care of their hourly work staff moving forward. And all the teams are doing it. I mean, right out of the chute when the microphone was put in Mark Cuban's mouth, because he was the one that was most visible on that Wednesday night when things started happening, he was the first one to say, listen, we're going to make sure that we take care of these folks. But it's not as easy as you think, because a lot of these folks are contracted workers, but the teams obviously know how to handle that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they will take care of that.
They're doing a great job of that. We appreciate that.
Now, we want to continue talking about the Hawks, but we have to go in a different direction. And you're the one that started all this morning, Mr. Crenshaw. So I want you to bring your friend in here and let's deal with this. What you saw earlier.
You know, folks, you know, a lot of you are frustrated. A lot of you are frustrated and you wonder why. You know, how to find certain things, or the lines are long in some stores, or the shelves are empty. But we have found someone who's found a way to find that treasure, and he compares it to winning a lottery ticket. And joining us now on the waitfor.com hotline is the voice of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Holman. Steve, good morning.
He's still giggling.
Yes. Good morning, fellas. It's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you.
Walking Gowdy right now.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you and Gowdy?
Beautiful morning.
How are you and Gowdy surviving this right now?
Oh, well, he's thrilled that I've been home the whole time. You know, he's happy as anything right now. He's getting two or three walks every day, and you know, he's having a blast.
I don't know where to start, because I'm telling you, if you'd have saw Sam's face this morning when he saw that picture of you. And the happiness, it was like Christmas morning, man. And said, so we got to get Steve on here. This been one of the bright spots during this downtime here, man?
Well, you know, I guess you're talking about my paper towels and toilet paper.
Yes.
That I got yesterday.
Your purchases.
Here in Noonan. You know what happened? I just happened to, I guess I was just very lucky to time it just right, because the big Publix truck had just pulled into the back, and the next thing I know, I'm in one of the aisles, and I see them wheeling out this big pallet of paper products. And, you know, they have the limit of two of everything, which is great, because, you know, it gives everybody an opportunity to get whatever they need. You know, meat has been short, and chicken's hard to find, and milk and everything else. But, you know, to be able to find that, I felt like I was a winner yesterday.
The look on your face, it looked like the Hawks had just beaten the Lakers, man.
Well, not quite that happy, but, you know. But it's the little things these days, you know. But seriously, I mean, we're all trying to, you know, do what we can do and do the things that they tell us to do. You know, the whole wash your hands thing, and you know, try to, you know, keep distance from people. And, you know, so far I think it's working. And one of the benefits has been, just in my neighborhood, down here in Newton at Summer Grove. I mean, I've never seen so many people out, you know, just walking and, you know, enjoying each other's company, their dog's company, and, you know, getting out and getting fresh air. And, you know, I guess that's one good benefit of it. And we have the link here, which is, very similar to the Beltline up there. People walk on, and, you know, that's where they've been getting their exercise. So, you know, I think everybody's trying to make the best of it and follow the rules.
Voice of the Atlanta Hawks, Steve Holman, joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Let's talk about your sport for a second, Steve, and your thoughts moving forward. We've heard the commissioner talk about the decision he made, why he made it as quickly as he did, and then he's come back and kind of given updates on his thoughts about whether the season comes back or not. As you sit back, given the current situation and what we know about this virus, what would you like to see happen as far as when any decisions are being made about the league returning?
Well, I mean, Adam Silver has been, you know, right at the top of the list as far as, you know, making those kind of decisions. I think he made a great decision that night that he decided to suspend the games, you know, the minute they had the positive test there with Rudy Gobert. And, you know, he's really been on the forefront of it. We were the first major sports team to close things down. And, you know, I'm just hopeful that we'll play again at some point this year. And the people that are in charge of that are in touch with all the medical people and the government and everything else. So I'm sure that they'll make the right decision. I don't know, you know, exactly when we'll get back or, you know, if we'll get back this season. But, you know, I'm optimistic, and I certainly hope we will.
You sound like you're in pretty good shape. Of course, you traveled with the team beforehand. Did you have to get tested?
No, I don't think any of us did. I know I didn't, but, you know, luckily I've had nothing, you know, no symptoms. I do stay in pretty good shape. I do the treadmill, and, you know, I've been doing that for a long time. And it's funny, the thing is, for about 30 years traveling, and this is 35 years with the Hawks, but, you know, I've always taken those, like, Clorox wipes and, you know, those kind of things. Every time I get to a hotel room, you know, I just wipe everything down, doorknobs, light switches, you know, everything, the TV remote. I mean, you know, guys have made fun of me about that before, but it's just something that I've always done, and I guess we'll all do it now from now on.
This is the thing I was going to ask you, Steve. What becomes a new normal to us? We know after 9/11, all this extra security when we come to the games get in place now, when we travel in the airport, those things. You know, what things you think become the new normal? I think the washing the hands, and we've been walking past hand sanitizer stations. They're in places around us. We've been walking past them. I don't think we do that anymore.
No.
The things that become a new normal, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I imagine, you know, will high fives ever come back again? You know, will handshakes ever come back again? I don't know. It's. I think we're all learning this together right now, and you know, just try to get through it, and you know, hopefully everything will work out. And but I think things will change. I think people are going to learn to appreciate a lot more things. You know, like the little things like at grocery stores and that kind of thing than they did before. So, you know, hopefully all this hoarding and everything else that's going on will pass, and, you know, we'll all be, you know, back to normal soon.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with the voice of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Holman, who's so graciously joining us this morning after his victorious celebration in Publix yesterday after finding paper goods when other people can't find them. Steve, we missed the back end of this season. You know, the final game, obviously, the final play is something that we will remember with Vince Carter, if that is the end of his career. But also we're missing on seeing what this new and young and growing Atlanta Hawks team could look like for the coming season. That's what I was looking forward to seeing in this final month and a half, is seeing all those pieces on the floor together at once. And we may miss out on seeing those things.
Yeah, we spent a lot of the season not being totally healthy and not having everybody together. And, you know, I think we finally got to that point now. And we have 15 games left. I don't know if we'll play all 15. I hope we do. But if we play any, I think we'll get a chance to see everybody together. You know, Clint Capella is going to be a great addition to the team. I think he was probably going to play in the last, you know, 5-10 games at least to get a look at what it would all seem like at that point. But, you know, one of the things you talk about changing, too, is, you know, the new normal might be what Steve Koonin suggested, the, you know, start around Christmas time and go until, you know, May or June and then start the playoffs. So that could be something we see out of all of this.
Could be, could be.
Again, Steve Holman, I'm still looking at this picture here. You with that face. Steve Holman joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I want to bring you on a conversation that we've had. And listen, you have the unique perspective of being actually in the building for a lot of great games. But, you know, with where we are right now, you try to find some sports and you got a lot of replays of old games and events. And so Sam and I have been talking about from the various sports, what game, classic game, or a game that's just special to you that you would like to have been at? Now, you've called pretty much all the great Hawks games, but is there another basketball game that you wish, as a fan, you had that prime seat for?
Well, I think anything that's like a, you know, involves probably a game seven, you know, something I think any of us would like to be around. I did have the, you know, the good fortune to call in the famous Dominique Larry Bird game back in 88, and that was certainly a classic, and they always do show it now, you know, on TV and everything else. So that was a lot of fun. But I don't know, I guess there are a lot of different games that you would like to have seen in person, like the Giants win the pennant and that kind of, you know, okay, that kind of thing, I guess.
Hey, who was your guy coming up, Steve? Who was that athlete?
Oh, you got it. Oh, I thought you were going to say who was guy.
You mean basketball?
No, or who was that athlete that were you to get a chance to meet him when you were coming up, or even, you know, high school, college, whatever?
Well, you know, there were a few. I had, you know, I grew up in Boston, so, you know, Bill Russell was right there at the top of that list. Tommy Heinsohn, Bob Cousy, baseball, you know, Carl Yastrzemski was the guy, and you know, hockey, Bobby Orr, who just turned 72 the other day, and you know, those were all the people that I looked up to growing up.
Yep, and obviously Mr. Most was obviously.
Yeah, Johnny, of course. Yeah, Johnny, you know, was my mentor. And of course, Kurt Gowdy. I worked for him. That was the first radio station I ever worked at. Was Kurt Gowdy's radio station, and that's why, you know, Gowdy, my little puppy here, is named Gowdy. So,
that's the nugget from this interview, right?
Oh,
there.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't know that, man.
I knew that.
Okay.
Knew that. You know, the game I would love to be at that I didn't get to be at was the casket game at the Omni.
Yes, Game Six. That was Game Six of the '88 series. It was after we had shocked the world, you know, in game number five up there in Boston after being down 2-0 in the series and coming back to tie it at 2-2. And then, you know, and we had lost the first two games badly up there and came back for that game five. Nobody gave us a chance. We went on to win that. And that did set up the game six at the Omni, which was one of the craziest nights ever. I don't know how they did it, but they stuck in a casket into the place.
Okay, gentlemen, there's audiences out right now scratching their heads going, what are these dudes talking about? What is the casket game? Why does it have that name?
Well, these guys had snuck a casket into the Omni, and it had a big sign on it that said KC Jones Retirement Party. You know, he was the coach of the Celtics at that point. and they marched around with it. You know, I guess that's one of the things that would never happen nowadays. You know, to get through security, but they got through that. We had some wild fans back then, and you know, I still don't know how that happened or how they got it in there or what. But it was one of the most memorable nights ever.
Yeah,
I ain't never heard that story.
Yeah, man, I wish I could have been there for that. I wish I could have been there when I heard about the casket game at the Omni. My goodness,
you know, another great Omni memory, Sam. I don't know if you remember that one or not. Was the Slim Whitman game that we had with the indoor Chiefs.
You know, I remember that.
Which I got to call some of those games. Brad Nessler and I called those games, and we did the outdoor Chiefs too, the old soccer team. But one night as a promotion, you know, younger people probably don't remember Slim Whitman, but he was the first of the telemarketing sensations, you know, those late night TV ads for Slim Whitman.
Country singer.
Uma Paloma Blanca. Yeah, he was,
yeah.
But he was only like a B minus or a C country singer in his career. Nobody really ever knew of him. But this telemarketing thing made him out to be like the number one country singer in Europe, and people were clamoring to get that record. And then they had a promotion where he was coming to play after the Chiefs game at the Omni, and you know, I was broadcasting that game, and the game started, and we didn't have many people there, and by about halftime, some more people came, and by the end of the game, by the end of the fourth quarter, it was you know, was packed in there. They were all waiting to see Slim Whitman. <God. laughs>
You will hear these stories up on 929thegame.com
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
These are great nuggets, man. Thank you, Steve.
Steve, thanks so much for joining us on this Sunday morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Gives me something to do.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Have a big day, man.
How about that, man?
I ain't never heard of them stories, man.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff.
The casket game and the Slim Whitman game.
Yep.
Our own Joe Patrick is going to bring us up to see how what, you know, he's been following Atlanta United backstories, the health of some of the players and all that. We're going to talk to Joe next. And I got a question I got to ask you. And we're going to give our basketball game we would like to go to.
He already named it.
Okay, well, come up with another one. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, a reminder, you can check us out also on radio.com. All your devices and, of course, your smart speakers, too.
Yeah.
I'm getting tied up here. Got information we want to give out. We mentioned Sam and Greg. Good morning, Georgia, out.
Morning.
And I'm waiting. We are waiting for your signature phrase.
I gave one.
You gave a little introduction one because you didn't do one yesterday. Yeah. You need to give a big one.
I gave one.
You got to give a big
one,
man.
It is a race day Sunday.
Thank you.
And we explain it because NASCAR is racing online.
One of the things that Sam and I are doing, we've done it all weekend long, kind of just giving you things to think about as you're kind of cooped up in the house. But by the way, go to our website later on, 92.9thegame.com, and we're going to post that Steve Holman story. I was living here then, man, but I'd never heard of the casket story.
Yeah. They split the first four games of the series. Game five in Boston, where he mentioned they played terribly. They lost. The Hawks go to Boston and they win. So people back here are geeked, man. They like, we got Boston coming back to the Omni. We're going to finish these guys off. And somebody brought a casket to the game.
And you got to hear again. Just go to our website and you hear Steve Holman came with some. I mean, listen, this has been a very good weekend for him.
Yes.
He told two great stories here and he got a house full of toilet paper and paper towels.
He timed the delivery truck right at Publix in Noonan.
We learned more about Steve Holman this morning. And Gowdy.
The dog, yeah.
I didn't know he named his dog after Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Gowdy.
Okay.
The mentors he had, Kurt Gowdy, Johnny Most.
That a Boston guys.
Hey, man.
That a Boston guys. Very well, good. As we have been, like I said, sitting back and watching lots of replays these last few weeks, we decided to give you our thoughts on what game we would love to have been a part of, and we've done variety game, if you will, like a boxing match or a golf tournament, Tiger at the Masters. And then we did, what did we do last hour? Oh, we did baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's do a basketball one right now, on the heels of Steve Holman. You said that Steve mentioned the basketball game that has been replayed and you would like to have been there for that. Which one was that?
And then that was the game seven, obviously, where Dominique had 47, Bird had 35. That's May 22nd, 88.
Yeah. Jahi? Bulls Knicks. Oh, okay. Is that the one where Scottie Pippen didn't come off the bench? Because he wasn't hitting the last call for him. So he's saying that game seven between the Knicks and the Bulls.
Okay.
The baseball days for Michael.
Okay.
Speaking of Michael, mine is not what you think it is, but it does include him.
Okay.
And it's not actually a game that was televised, but it was a game. I would love to have been in the gym for the Dream Team's loss. People don't remember this or don't know it. The first time the Dream Team played together, they got their behinds whooped by a bunch of college players. Remember some of them college dudes that were on that team? Chuck Daly, Coach K, Lenny Wilkins, who was an assistant coach on the for the Dream Team,
mm-hmm.
put together a team consisting of Chris Webber, Penny Hardaway, Alan Hudson, Bobby Hurley, Eric Montrose, Jamal Mashburn. Right? Rodney Rogers, I think, was on that team, too.
Yeah, Rodney.
And they had a scrimmage with the Dream Team, first time. And the Dream Team guys were like, didn't nobody wanted to be selfish. Everybody was trying to pass the ball. And these college guys had played together and beat them. And they all talked, the guys on the Dream Team talk about it, said, we were not prepared. And we got. I would love to have been in that gym for that.
How about that?
Just watch that collection of players.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care if they played them the next day, and as Barkley actually said, we pretty much beat them by 100. Because, you know, they realized, you know, we reminded them, Patrick Ewing says, you know, we reminded them who they are and who we are. But that game where they got beat, that's the one I would like to have attended. All right, let's switch gears here and talk a little Atlanta United. Well, actually, you know what? Joe might have something to say about that. We'll bring Joe Patrick on, our co-worker here at 92.9 The Game. And Joe follows Atlanta United. He follows the Braves, loves baseball. But we have been doing this throughout the morning, Joe, today and yesterday. Is there a basketball game, classic, that you would like to have been at?
Ooh, you know, a classic basketball game I wish I would have been at but was not, would have been the Game 6 between the Hawks and Celtics. The more recent one, I think it was in 2008 when they were in the playoffs. That the Hawks won to actually force the Game 7.
Oh yeah, remember that?
That looked like an amazing atmosphere. As long as I've been kind of alive and following the Hawks, that looked like the craziest atmosphere I've ever seen at a Hawks game. So would have loved to have been there for that one, but I was happy watching it on TV as well.
Before we get into Atlanta United, your thoughts on what's going on with them? How are you making it through these days, watching sports, watching replays and whatever? And, you know, are you happy about the way the NBA took the lead on this?
Yeah, you know, so it's really interesting to me the way that the NBA seems to have, and Adam Silver specifically as the leader of that organization, they have a certain kind of moral authority, it seems, in society, where it's like when they decide to do something, so much of the wider general public follows suit. And I think you can really clearly define a lot of what we are experiencing right now, going right back to that moment when we all saw it, when that breaking news hit that night a couple weeks ago, saying that they were suspending the season. That was a real turning point for a lot of our society. So it's really kind of fascinating to see how that's all gone down. So what I've been doing in the meantime, you know, I've been watching a lot of marble racing.
What's that marble racing?
Anything with some sort of, competition where there's one thing going against another, whether it's a marble or a ping pong ball or whatever it is, I'm all for it. But yeah, it's been kind of fun to just kind of go back and watch some old soccer games, watch some old baseball games, just because it gives you some sense of normalcy, right? Like it's to me, I kind of, sync like sports and weather together, especially this time of year when the weather really changes and it definitely starts to get warmer very quickly. And you just associate that kind of change with the start of baseball, you know, golf getting into high gear with the Masters coming along. And it's just bizarre to live in a world where that's not happening. And it's like, now I'm losing track of my days because I don't know, you know, normally the weekends come and there are certain sports that you would watch and now they're not coming on, and it seems like all the days are running together. So it's just a bizarre time, to be honest. And I know I'm not alone in that.
Yeah, you're not alone at all, Joe. A lot of us, sports, of course, we work in here at Sports Radio 19 and The Game, but of course, all of our listeners and fans here in the metro Atlanta area and everywhere, a little lost without sports. Thoughts about our Atlanta United? I mean, we've heard this week that Joseph Martinez did have his surgery. And they're doing certain things. I think they put out some notices about they're scaling back things even more as far as availability for the facilities. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so they had been on a moratorium from keeping the players away from the training facility, for the last week or so, and they've extended that now. That will probably stay for a couple more weeks, I would think. It's going to be pretty tough for them to get going again. And it's going to be interesting to see what sport or what league does finally decide to start getting players together and starting to train again, because eventually sports will come back, right? But it's a question of at what point do the authorities or the governing officials assume that that's a safe measure to take. And so it'll be interesting to see when these guys are actually able to get back on the training field. And similar with the Braves, for them to kind of restart a miniature spring training before the regular season gets going again. It'll be really interesting to watch this across all sports. But, yeah, the players have been barred from the training facility just to kind of keep everybody, you know, keep the social distancing up, keep everybody away from each other, try to keep everybody as safe as possible. It is interesting with Joseph Martinez because they had a bit of a delay before he had his surgery, but it sounds like they really wanted to get him into this guy, the specific surgeon who did his surgery. His name is Freddie Fu, and apparently he's like an ACL wizard, and the guys that he's done ACL surgeries on have come back from those injuries faster than and stronger than just about anybody else, and he's done several soccer players in the past specifically. So that's good news. You always love to see that. And it is interesting that the Atlanta United has not yet put Joseph on the season-ending injury designation. So it will be interesting to see if maybe they hope that they can bring him back. It is just it's kind of a cost-benefit analysis with him, whether it's like, okay, we can put him on the injured reserve and we can get back a little bit of roster space where we could marginally replace him, or is it better to just leave him on the roster in hopes that he could potentially come back and help us in the playoffs? And especially if the playoffs looks like they'll be getting pushed back about a month at least this season, then maybe that gives him a little bit of extra time to potentially get back. So everything is fluid right now with the situation that the league is in, but you know, things are looking more optimistic for Joseph now than they were, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Man, and that's something that I'm sure a lot of fans are interested to hear, and that's you know, that's the best case scenario. Still, once the teams come back, you know, if you allowed yourself to think, or if you heard how long it would be, whether it's a week or 2 weeks, do you play, how many tune-up matches do you play before you get into the ones that count?
I think in soccer, they would probably get it going as quickly as possible. They'd probably do a week or a week and a half of training, and then probably try to get the games going again. It's a little different with baseball, because baseball is a sport where you kind of need to get those reps in. You need to kind of see the pitches, and you need to get a certain rhythm going before you can really be playing at your peak. And then even for baseball players, it's going to be very difficult. And with soccer, you know, they've played a couple games in their season already, and in fact, I would think Atlanta United would be even in a little bit more advantageous of a position because they had some extra games that they were playing when you look at the CONCACAF Champions League games that they played, which a lot of the other MLS competition did not earlier this season before things got shut down. So they actually got their training camp because they were in CONCACAF Champions League. They started their training camp earlier than other MLS teams would. So they actually got more training in before the stoppage, and you would think that that kind of thing would help them. And of course, anybody who follows Atlanta United knows that they had a ton of injuries by the time that this league came to a halt. So it's actually at least some good news that they are actually going to be able to get some of those guys healthy again. And I would think the league, just because of the time crunch they're in on the calendar, they would want to get these games started as fast as possible. So that's what I would expect whenever they're able to potentially do that.
Man, that's a lot to digest and a lot to think about whenever the teams are back.
Well, see, that's why we got him on the phone.
Absolutely.
Because we didn't know Joe was going to bring all that. We didn't even ask him about baseball. We have to call him back next week and get his thoughts on that.
Yeah, but that's some great information that you brought us this morning, Joey. Thanks so much for joining
us. Appreciate it, man.
Stay safe.
Sam, Greg, appreciate it, guys.
Keep those hands clean, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too.
Absolutely. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you weren't listening earlier today, as we were talking about NFL, and we're going to talk more of it, especially coming up in the next hour, we're going to have D-Led on. We got to talk about him about a couple different things.
Yeah.
But D-Led will be on with us, and we'll talk about some of the acquisitions with some of the teams and who may land there. But Falcons got themselves a new tight end. And we had played that interview earlier. Hayden Hurst had joined Dukes and Bell on Thursday. We're going to replay that for you next. Stay with us. Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And remember, you can check us out on radio.com and all your devices, including your smart speakers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg. Sam and Greg.
On a race day Sunday.
Okay.
I said it because NASCAR is racing online today.
And speaking of online.
Well, no, really, it's an online race, but you can watch it on FS1.
Yeah. We're going to make you elaborate on that, but we're going to remind the folks they can check us out also on radio.com.
Yeah.
And all their devices.
Wherever you may be right now.
And, of course, your smart speakers.
Yeah.
You know, for things being shut down the way they have been, we sure got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, it all it all starts and ends with free agency, but we've had some stories told today that, I mean, it's just been a great listen. And by the way, we should also say, thanks to Steve Holman,
but yeah,
we should also say we really started off the show, and we haven't mentioned it enough. We were on it yesterday a lot, and we started the show with it, but it's been a couple hours, and we want to remind those city workers out there that we are giving you a tippity cap, a salute, high five, whatever you want to do it, for the people that are just making sure that the infrastructure of this city is continuing to run as best as humanly possible. The people in public works, all the city workers. You had mentioned something about the fleet. So yesterday we were talking about the importance of truck drivers.
Right.
The medical community, people like that, they've been touted in their work.
We just talked with Steve Holman. He mentioned the importance of the truck driver. He saw the truck driver show up at Publix, and he went in, and he got him some necessary pay.
But he didn't know they were coming, though.
But that's just, but you time it
you
right.
You got to find out when things are going to get restocked.
I know one place that's supposed to get paper and hand sanitizer tomorrow morning. I'm not telling.
That's your boy Sam Crenshaw. What he's doing.
I know a place that's supposed to get a shipment.
He's going to get his first.
A shipment tomorrow.
Well, those truck drivers that are bringing goods and services, I said this yesterday, and I'm just repeating somebody else who said, but it opened my eyes up years ago. There is nothing that we have that we're wearing or in our homes that didn't come off a truck.
Yep.
At some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So those guys, when you know,
if you're out there right now, there's not a whole lot moving on the road, but the trucks are.
Man, I'm telling you, it's just like when we see service people in the airport or in the store, we give them a salute and tell them thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
We need to just hang a hand out the window and give like a wave to these truck drivers.
Absolutely.
Let them know, man. Absolutely. Just keep it coming.
Just thanks to the people who do that. I mentioned fleet. When you talk about public service, you talk about the people who keep those vehicles going, keep them maintained. Somebody has to do that. So when you call 911, you need somebody to come out, and your water main's broken, or you need law enforcement, you want to make sure that those vehicles work. So
tip
of the cap to those folks to keep everybody moving.
Well, as we do, we want to bring you some voices from during the week. We got a lot of people that show up Monday through Friday on our many, many top shows around the state of Georgia. We got them right here. And this past week, in fact, it was Thursday. Hayden Hurst, new tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, joined Dukes and Bell. If you missed that interview, here it is on radio replay on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I think unfortunately for me, my rookie season, I had the stress fracture, and it kind of set me back a little bit. But, you know, taking nothing away from Mark, he's an incredible player, and he's just done incredible things there for 2 years now. He's a Pro Bowl talent, probably going to be an All-Pro next year. It wouldn't surprise me. I think, you know, when they had a good thing going, they didn't want to change things up. And, you know, I kind of had to scratch and claw my way for what I got. But I think with the opportunities they gave me, I was able to capitalize. You know, you can see the Buffalo run, you know, when I ran like 21 miles an hour or something like that. And the Tennessee game, I think I went up over top of some guy and caught it. So, you know, with the opportunities they threw at me, I think I thrived. And hopefully I get a lot more of those in Atlanta. That's the goal. And I get to showcase my talent and just help these guys do whatever I can to win, you know.
He was all SEC as a tight end for the Gamecocks. Hayden Hurst with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Before we pivot to your new role with the Falcons, everybody talked about how cool it was when Lamar Jackson got it going. What was that vibe like? Something was just a real infectious enthusiasm as that team turned it around.
Man, everybody that asked me about Lamar, I tell them, I mean, obviously what he does on the field is remarkable, and he's, you know, he's a once-in-a-generation talent, but he's just a better guy off the field, and it's just incredible to be around him. His personality is infectious, like you said. And he just treats it so lighthearted and just like a game. And I think everyone around him is able to kind of rally around. And just, that was the vibe in the locker room the entire year. We just stayed loose and, you know, went out on Sundays and kind of dominated. And for a while there, it was pretty fun.
Hayden, you were drafted, man. You could have been in MLB. Tell us about that and why you made the decision to go football instead of baseball.
Right. Yeah, I actually, at Bowles, I only played 1 year of high school football because I was an All-American in baseball, you know, played in the Under Armour All-American game, got drafted in 2012 by the Pittsburgh Pirates and was in their minor league system for about 3 years, but ended up developing what's called the yips, where I couldn't even really throw on a foul line like little kids do. Wasn't able to really throw in games and kind of battled through that for about 3 years. It was pretty tough, and then made the decision in 2015 to walk on at South Carolina for Coach Furrier, and then played there for his last season, was my freshman year, and then Coach Muschamp kind of came over and took over at South Carolina, and I was able to kind of flourish under his guidance.
Hayden Hurst, our guest. So I want to talk about the Yips and then you expressing yourself with the mental health aspects of things, because we've seen things that you were, you've talked about this and how important it is for professional athletes or athletes of any sort to deal with these things. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. You know, I was going through that. I was, you know, 18 years old on my own and had never really experienced failure or anything like that. So I didn't really understand fully what was happening to me, and it really affected me off the field. You know, I was pretty depressed for a while. You know, I'd lock myself in my dorm room and wouldn't want to be around people just because I didn't want to have to explain that embarrassment of what was going on just because I didn't fully understand it. And, you know, I dealt with that for 3 years, you know, drinking and unfortunately led to some bad decisions, but, you know, I'm better for it now. You know, I've 4.5 years without a drink or anything. I've totally left that lifestyle behind me. And, sober Hayden is a lot better than, drinking Hayden. I will say that. I've done incredible things in South Carolina. I'm sure my family would even tell you that too, but yeah, it's just, I was able to turn my life around and got a second chance at this whole thing. And, I don't take a day for granted. That's for sure.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that because obviously that's very personal and it's very nice of you to open up and tell the folks about it. As Hayden Hurst joins us here, guys, our newest Falcon. All right, Hayden, what do you know about the Falcons? Obviously, we just said you had success in Baltimore there, but what do you know about what we got over here?
Oh, man. Through this whole process, I was kind of texting my agent and letting him know, man, if we can make Atlanta happen, I mean, what a situation that is with that offense. I can drop the stats for you. I mean, I went through everything, you know, threw the ball 616 times last year. Hooper got targeted 100 times, 75 catches for about 780 yards. Man, I was on top of it. And just to even have Mr. Dimitroff consider me to fill that role, I mean, it's just a huge and humbling, you know, thing for me. And I hope I can come in and just showcase my talent. And, yeah, I'm just totally excited to be a part of that offense.
Think about it, Falcon fans. This dude is breaking down numbers at the house. And how he fits
Absolutely.
In. But you know what, Hayden? 100 targets, and I've been saying this, and I'm not saying this to blow your head up. I really believe, and I've talked to some people around the league about your talent, that you're going to be able to come in here and give us as much production, and in some cases, I think more than what we got from Hoop. No disrespect. Hoop's been great for us. But I also know, you know, that you're a little bit bigger at 6'5". We talked about that. And I think, you know, you run a little bit faster. So, I mean, there are some upsides as far as some things from a skill set position or a skill set angle of this that we go Hayden Hurst and Hoop, what we're losing and what we're gaining.
Right. You know, Hoop's an incredible player. You know, he was able to set all sorts of personal best last year in an incredible season. And, you know, I think I do a lot of things well, and hopefully I can pick up where he left off. You know, obviously big shoes to fill, but I think my skill set's pretty unique in the league, and hopefully obviously cause some mismatch problems, and hopefully help Matt out a little bit in that offense. And like I said, whatever I can do to help, you know, the Atlanta Falcons win games, you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to play at 100 miles an hour. That's the only way I know how.
Right. Well, we talked about, you know, the physical nature of it. I mean, we've talked about, you know, Matt Ryan, a guy that can get you the rock. He's had Tony Gonzalez. He's had another Pro Bowler we talked about with Hoop. And now you get a chance to show your skill set. What do you know about Julio Jones other than maybe playing him on a video game?
Julio!
Oh, man. Just, I've heard incredible things about him. He's a great guy. Obviously, what he does on the field is just spectacular. And I think it's like a Lamar thing, you know. You see it on TV, but once you see it in person, I think it's a totally different beast. So I'm excited to see him do his thing.
It would be, I would imagine, though, from what we're doing at Baltimore to what we're doing with Dirk Cutter and Matt Ryan. I mean, we're going to ask you to do some run blocking, but we do go, like, throw the football down the field vertically. And I think that could be a part of your game. You've shown you can do that.
Right, yeah. I think that's one of the things that I do really well. I'm able to extend the field vertically just because, you know, I don't think linebackers can keep up with me. And I put stress on safeties just because of my size, but then again, you know, as far as the run game, I think that's the one good thing I learned in Baltimore, kind of that smash-mouth football mentality that I'll bring with me as well. Like I said, it's a great fit, and I can't wait to get in there and, you know, put the pads on and get things going and show what I can do.
And there's our new tight end, Hayden Hurst, on with Dukes and Bell this week, ready to come to work and play with our Atlanta Falcons.
Got to take the mask off.
The mask. Who is that mask, man? At the other side of the Kia Studios.
As we head into the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking more about the NFL. We got D Led joining us.
D Orlando Ledbetter,
and he's been off for a minute. Been teaching too, right?
Teaching, but he's been busy though.
He has been busy.
Been cranking it out. He's been real busy.
The casting call segment has gone away, but what we've decided to do is give you movie recommendations. Up next, our comedy recommendations. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Remember, you can check us out on radio.com and all your devices and your smart speakers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.